and to corrupt a few innocent souls. But no, because old Nick, old Harry, old Scratch brings the darkness. Tonight, this is your life.
He is the people's poet, and all the people know it. They've read his published stories in public lavatories. In town and country locals, he's Mr. Antisocial. His violence does the talking, those boots weren't made for walking.
He's the cold-blooded vulture, he won't respect your culture. He's nothing like a good self, he's come to burn your bookshelf. He'll gobble up your children, destroy what you've been building. And when you're left to suffer, he'll vivisect your mother.
He is the Lord and Master of every war disaster, every disease and famine, a piece of cunning planning.
He was in Vietnam, he is the Ku Klux Klan. He was a charm catcher, he gave us Margaret Thatcher.
One day the devil was in hiding, for he had collected a mirror which made everything good and beautiful reflection in it, which shrinks to almost nothing. And everything bad and ugly stand out more clearly than ever. All the little imps who went to the devil's school, they ran around with a mirror until there was nowhere and no one for the problem to store to live. The devil was much amused, and the mirror itself grinned wickedly.
Then the little imps decided to fly up to heaven to make fun of God and his angels. The higher they carried the mirror, the more it grinned, until it was shaking so hard with laughter that it slipped out of their hands and fell to earth, where it broke into millions of pieces. And then it caused even more trouble than before, because all the tiny splinters, scarcely the size of a grain of sand, went flying around the world. And whenever a splinter flew into anyone's eye, it had the same power as the whole mirror and made people see everything distorted. Sometimes a splinter of glass even entered someone's heart, which was worse of all, but then it burst out of sight.
By his right appointment, there'll be no more enjoyment. There will be no more vendors, no service will be rendered. The shops will not be open until he's seen you broken. You've got to give him credit, the format's Norman Tebbit.
Cruelty without beauty, beyond the call of duty, beyond my understanding, I find it so demanding. I wish I could forget it and be more apathetic. It's just it bothers me so, how anyone could be so evil.